You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Helping you keep up with your home. Tips, advice, and hacks. It's The Feed.
We are here once again with local realtor and home expert Susie Calabrese. You can find her on Instagram at SusieCal_CT. And today we're talking about getting your home ready for fall. So Susie, this time of year, people are looking around their yards, their gardens, and they're trying to figure out what should we be focusing on outside our homes?
Thanks for having me, Kevin. Yeah, fall is such a great time to prep your home for cooler months, and outdoors is the perfect place to start. You know, it's also been so nice out, like you want to be outside, right? Doing things, not inside doing things. One big thing I recommend is lawn aeration. I know that sounds pretty random, but I think when we think about curb appeal and when we look at properties, we immediately see if it has grass, like we immediately look at the grass, and that can really make or break the way, you know, the vibrancy of the outside of your home. If you don't know what aeration is, that's when you use a tool to punch little holes into the soil so air, water, and nutrients can reach the roots of your grass. And it helps your lawn grow stronger and bounce back more beautifully come spring. And honestly, early fall is ideal because the soil is still warm. So if you're not a DIY person, which personally I'm not, I'm not the one out there doing it. My husband is. But, you know, local landscapers will give you quotes, and it's worth asking about aeration packages.
Yeah, that's good to know. And then after aerating, fertilizing's next, right?
Exactly. Fertilizing right after aeration is really the winning combo. Fall fertilizers are usually high in potassium, which helps grass store up energy for the winter. Think of it like giving your lawn a little extra nutrition before hibernation. So come spring, you'll be really thankful for it.
And what about the garden beds? Because I know a lot of people are guilty of just letting them go after the summer. So what about those?
Totally. And you're not alone. Like, I'm not the green thumb in my family. I feel like I say that all the time. But fall cleanup, regardless, is really important. And that doesn't take a green thumb, right? Like, we're cleaning things here. So start by removing dead plants, which you literally can't mess that up. And then prune things back and add mulch to protect perennials. I'm really like afraid of spiders and snakes and all sorts of things like that. So I highly recommend gardening gloves for that sort of thing, just for anybody that's kind of taking that on themselves out there. And if you want some color, because you might want to, you know, just spruce those garden beds up for the fall, plant mums, because they can withstand some of the cooler temperatures that we'll see as fall approaches just next week. I even see people use faux flowers in like window boxes or in pots to add vibrancy, which is kind of fun. We have window boxes at our house, and I'm debating between mums and adding in some pumpkins too.
Ooh, nice. Speaking of pumpkins, now fall isn't technically till the 22nd, but which is next week, but is it too soon to decorate for Halloween? Because I did see someone this morning putting out some cobwebs as I was dropping off the kids at school.
I know, absolutely not. And everyone's starting to sell pumpkins too, right? I see people and, you know, buying them. It's a great weekend to set up your fall decor, which for many people consists of their Halloween decorations. So maybe you want to do it in phases. Maybe it's indoor this weekend and outdoor, you know, come October. But either way, you know, taking care of your lawn, your garden, and even adding a few fall accents all creates that cozy curb appeal.
Nice. Love it. I'm here once again with Susie Calabrese, our local realtor and home expert. You can find her on Instagram at SusieCal_CT. And in our previous segment, we talked about outdoor prep for fall. So now let's head inside the house. So Susie, what are some ways that we can make our homes feel warm and inviting, you know, as the weather starts to cool down?
Hi again. Yes, with the cooler weather rolling in, we're all indoors a bit more, although I've been enjoying being outside, and this is really that transitional time period. But, you know, we want to start creating that cozy atmosphere inside, right, before we're really locked in.
Yeah.
So one area that often gets overlooked, I feel like, is the home office. So if you happen to have an office space or even a desk space where you just pay bills or something, but we spent so much time making sure our kids and talking about back to school, that their spaces are all ready to go. But your own workspace deserves some love, too.
Yeah, that's so true, especially if you're working from home, like you said. What's an easy way to kind of make the home office feel more inviting and comfy?
So I'd start with lighting. You know, swap out harsh bulbs for softer, warmer light. I think it makes a huge difference in the mood of the space. And add a throw blanket or a comfy chair cushion. You know, you're sitting there for however many hours, right? And you might as well just have something soft that you could throw over yourself and that's not too expensive. And lastly, you know, don't underestimate scent. So if you're sipping warm drinks instead of iced, you know, treat yourself to a mug warmer or a candle for ambiance. And even if you're just doing bills, like I said before, you know, it really makes sense for the space to feel less like a chore and more like me time. You know, everyone's got their pumpkin spice out there and their fall flavors. So treat yourself.
Yeah, I like that idea. Productive and kind of cozy at the same time. Now, what about the rest of the house outside of the home office?
I think layering is really the name of the game. You know, adding throw pillows and blankets, rolling out a rug in spots where the floors get cold, and consider swapping lightweight curtains for heavier fabrics to help keep the warmth in. These changes don't have to be super expensive, but they're small touches that add up.
And less is more always with the seasonal decor, right, inside?
Absolutely. You know, seasonal decor is super fun, but too much can feel cluttered. And fall is more of a vibe than a look. So for me, like I said before, that scent, I use like wall plugins in the bathrooms and living spaces that have like, you know, apple cinnamon or, you know, something really fallish. And if I'm home for the day, I love making a simmer pot on the stove. So I'll throw some cinnamon sticks, apple slices, star anise, and water and just simmer it on low, and the whole house will smell incredible.
Ooh, yeah.
And if you want something safer while you're out, you could always diffuse with essential oils like cinnamon or nutmeg too.
Nice. And that sounds so easy too, and makes it cozy. Any final tips, Susie?
I just say think comfort and functionality. You know, create spaces you want to spend time in, because once the cold sets in, we're all indoors a lot, and a few simple updates now will make those long fall and winter nights much more enjoyable.
Yeah, they're coming soon. I love it too. I love the fall. So thanks so much, Susie Calabrese, our go-to realtor and home expert. You can follow her on Instagram at SusieCal_CT for more tips. Thanks so much, Susie.
Thanks for having me.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.